Hello friends, thanks for tuning in again today. We're over here in Newton Ards, Grace Free Presbyterian Church, and we're doing a gospel mission, myself and the Reverend Patrick Baker. So I've just asked Patrick to give a word of testimony, and Patrick, it's over to you. Thanks for agreeing to do this at short notice.
No worries, so that's okay.
Thanks, Roger. Brother, thank you.
That's okay. So I came from the southeast of England, in Sussex. Growing up, I didn't have any Christian upbringing. So no Sunday school, didn't go to church, anything like that for the first 16 years of my life. So, you know, for 16 years, no exposure to the gospel in any way whatsoever. The Lord began to really work and change in my life. And it was really through a number of different things. The first one was really through the testimony of my stepdad at the time. My mum professed to be a believer many years ago. She went through a difficult patch in life and sort of fell away from the Lord. But about a year before I was saved, which is sort of going back now to 1999, she came back to the Lord, started attending the Free Church, which was in Lewis at the time. Pastor Noel Shields was the pastor. And she came into contact with him. She came back to the Lord and was going to church there. And then my stepdad, he was converted, and he was a self-confessed atheist. Difficult person to be with in that sense, and it was hard with family difficulties. Mum and dad divorced when I was younger, was sort of a brokenness really within the home, and that sort of really added to the lack of a Christian influence. Mm. So seeing my stepdad saved and seeing how he was saved, and then seeing the change that was in his life was something which really spoke to my heart. Myself and my brother and my two sisters, I guess we saw the change that was there, and really for me and my the younger sister of the two, we sort of saw this change more than most, because we lived in the home with him. And it was at that point the Lord began to really challenge my own heart. I would ask a lot of questions. I was a very sort of nosy kid and very inquisitive and always asking things about what was going on, and I sort of began to ask questions and is there a God? I, at the time, I had no belief in God. I was probably more atheist than anything else. I wouldn't have said I was a full atheist, but just not really knowing anything, so to speak. Mm. So I started to ask questions. Is there a God? How do we know there's a God? What is it to be a Christian? And over a course of about a year, the Lord began to answer my questions. It was through my stepdad's testimony, seeing that a change can be made in life. Yeah. And then one of my big problems was the fact that I look around and I used to think, well, if I became a Christian, all the friends I had at the time, and the circle of friends I had, they were from secondary school. We used to go and do things that people did at that age in the town, and sort of stay up all night doing things. And my initial thought was, if I became a Christian, I'd be written off as being, crazy or something, which I was, after I was saved. Yeah. And humanly speaking, it was a real hindrance, Roger. How do you overcome that, humanly speaking? And it held me back. In July 1999, there was a youth council outreach that was sent to the church in Lewis. And it was tremendous to see these young people. One of them is one of our ministers in Perth, Philip Gardner. So he was on that team at the time, and a few others that I still know to this day. And it was tremendous just watching their lives for that whole week. And it was weird because, you don't normally get an unsaved person tagging along with an outreach group. But there was just something that was, drawing me to go along with them. They got really friendly with the church and with my family. And they asked if I wanted to come along sometimes to the outreach efforts. And I did. I remember walking around the pier in Brighton and they were giving out tracts. I wasn't giving them out, but I was just watching to see what they were doing. Yeah. The last evening, They all sat for prayer, and I've never seen or heard people pray before. And there was like a circle of young people, and they were all praying, and they were praying for me. They were praying for me in that room, and I looked up to see if they actually were praying. I was watching them as they prayed, and I could see them all bowed with their heads, and they were just crying out for God to save me. At the end of that day, there's a lot more to it, I guess, in many respects, but the Lord had convicted me of my sin. I knew the skeleton of the gospel. There was so much I didn't know. I really didn't. But I knew I had to be saved. I remember one time before they came, I was really troubled in my bedroom. Never went to church. I was always invited. Never went to church. I was given a Bible and threw it under the bed. I watched these sort of creation evolution programs, which sort of helped me. But I remember being really burdened and just sort of not knowing what on earth to do, just saying, Lord, can you help me? Help me to be saved. And, you know, sending that outreach group along, I believe, was the Lord answering prayer in his own way. And it was tremendous to see these young people. And at the end, one of them said to me, do I want to be saved? Do you want to become a Christian, Patrick? I think I was named Paddy at that particular time for the rest of my life.
Absolutely, yeah.
So they said, do you want to be saved? And I did. I knew I had to be saved. And I was taken to Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I was told to put my name, just like you can do if you're listening to this. It's for you, the gospel. And I used to think, you know, there'd be a firework display if I became a Christian, or, you know, some thunderstorm would take place.
Yeah.
There wasn't. And I remember I actually copied the words that were told to me, you know, sort of a sinner's prayer. And I said it out loud. And I knew in my heart I didn't mean it. And I said, I want to say it again. And I just, in my heart, I said, Lord, save my soul. And, you know, the word of God is all the assurance that I need. And the Lord saved me in that day. That was July 1999. You know, from that day forward, I went to college a few years later on, quite soon, I guess, not long after being saved, but it was the Lord's will for me at that time. And I can see why, looking back upon life. And it's been tough. You know, there have been difficulties. You know, Roger, you'll say the same, and every Christian knows that the Christian pathway is not an easy one.
Mm.
Difficulties in family, especially. And whenever Naomi and I got married together, obviously we lost a couple of children. That was a really tough time, Roger. That was, I think, probably the most challenging part of my life so far in terms of the Christian journey. It was a dark place in many respects, but the Lord proved his goodness and kept us and sustained us, and has given us a lovely family. It's a privilege to serve the Lord. It really is an honour to be in the ministry. But I always go back to that summer in 1999, and, you know, it was me the Lord put his hand upon. So many of my friends still aren't Christians back from those years gone by, but I'm so thankful that he worked in my heart. And if you listen to this, the Lord can save you as well. No matter who you are, he can lift you, make you a child of God, even use you in a tremendous way, and I trust that he will. And hope this testimony encourages someone. Okay, Roger.
Thanks very much, Patrick. That's a real blessing. Just when you were testifying there, I was thinking about the first time we actually met each other in 2002. And I'm actually thinking it might be 20 years ago to the very night.
Yeah, it could
be. The examination committee are meeting tonight in Lisburn to interview a few guys that are thinking about college. So, and that was where we met. So a lot of water's gone under the bridge. We've both been in Bible college. We've both been in Australia. You've been in London for quite a number of years, 12 years, was it?
Yeah, 12, 13. Yeah,
and we were up on the North Coast. And here we are together in the gospel, sharing the word of God with folk. And friends, it'd be just lovely if you were to do what Patrick did and all those years ago and just call upon the Lord even now, just where you are, if you know your need and you're troubled about your sin and you want to know Christ as your Saviour. Just call upon the Lord even now. Spend a bit of time just after this little devotion draws to a close. Get a Bible and open it there and read those verses in Romans chapter 10 and just pray and seek the Lord. And if you are a Christian, just go through with him. And may God bless you. And Patrick, thank you for
agreeing
to testify. See you again, friends. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.